Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Everett here, broadcasting live, Pensacola Business Radio. I have in our studio today, Travis Moose-Mater. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Unlimited Training Academy.
Yeah, back it's good in to the be house. Back.
I feel like dropping the mic right now, man. It's my mic. I can't do that. Yeah, and John Burling from Centerline Associates, man. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I finally talked you into it, didn't I?
Finally.
Yeah. It's a little arm twist, and I get it. It's all right. You're hooked now. You'll trust me, you're hooked. So, all right, man. Last time you were here, Travis, you had this thing had just gotten off the ground. We were sort of letting people know, and you guys are in full swing.
No, we are.
No pun intended, but you guys are kicking butt though, man.
Yeah, we're doing really well. We got our four youth travel teams, 9, 10, 11, 12, and we're going to have two high school travel teams as well starting in July. And of course, we're giving our lessons, pitching, catching, hitting, infield lessons, team rentals. We got everything going on right now, and it's been very successful, and we can't thank the community enough for surrounding us and making us part.
We like baseball, dude.
Yes, Pensacola does love baseball.
So does Travis, but we like baseball. Yeah, yeah, man, it's fun.
Yeah.
So, so what's new, man? I mean, are you fine? Obviously, you guys have gotten a warm welcome from the community, but you also found a niche. I mean, kids needed this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, with the different weather here in Pensacola, with the rain used to be my least favorite weather, and now it's my favorite weather because people come to see us at UTA. It's been a great thing. We got a 10,000 square foot indoor facility with 5 batting cages, 3 pitching mounds, and, it's all covered in artificial grass. So the ball rolls true like it does through grass. And, we've been pretty successful, with what we're doing. And, that's all credit to our awesome staff that we have teaching baseball in the correct way.
I was gonna say, the grass will only get you so far. The really cool thing is that you are actually surrounded by people who understand the mechanics of playing these sports.
Yeah, absolutely. Our staff is awesome. We got a bunch of guys that just finished up college baseball. We have our softball instructor, Jordan Showstrand. She played at New Mexico.
I bet she's read the rule book too, huh?
She has, yes. Unlike you.
Yeah, unlike me. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to have to finish it to prove to my daughter I understand your game.
Yeah. And then we have Cameron Brunty, who was an All-American at Southern Miss. Craig Shule, he played at UNLV. Brendan Coe pitched at Delgado. Tanner Tucker pitched at Southern Alabama. And then we have our other instructor, John, and then myself, that I played 8 years of professional baseball. And so we have a drive for it.
You see how he just rolled through that real life? I played 8 years pretty good. Dude, that's awesome, right? Yeah, that's a long time to hang out in that league, is it not?
It is. It is. The grind of the minor leagues, it is a long time. It took about 10 years off my life.
Yeah, but gotcha.
I loved it for sure. But it's going good. And we got all of our instructors. We have a tough hiring process. It's 3 interviews and a working interview as well.
You have to read the rule book.
You do. And we're not just going to hire anyone. We want people that are passionate, that know the game and want to teach the correct ways. And it's not just building baseball players and softball players. It's about building people that are going to be contributors to this community.
Yeah.
So it's a tough process to get our staff, but I think we hired some great people.
Yeah. Well, and I like your guys' approach, because I think one of the things that I realized prior to knowing the connection, but like with Ryland and some of the other players that were on the team that I coached, and I'm not by any means an expert, I coached because we needed an extra coach so the kids could play. But I found that you guys not only taught them the mechanics of how it worked and why it worked, but the process in making that decision to reach that end result of a home run or whatever. Which I then would watch the kids transfer to school or other activities that they were doing. So it's not, I mean, I get it, you know, sports is fun, teaches camaraderie and all that, but there's some really analytical thought process things that happen.
Yeah,
here.
The game is completely mental. And you hear a lot of the coaches throw strikes. Well, how do you throw a strike?
Yeah, exactly.
Simplify it to that and hit the ball to the left side. Well, or hit the ball to the right side. Yeah. How do you go about that to accomplish that? And so we really kind of dive in, and the game is completely mental. And so we teach in a very positive manner to build confidence. And when you're hitting is confidence. If you're confident and comfortable, you're going to be a good hitter.
Yeah.
If you're not, and you don't believe in the process that you're doing, well, then you're probably not going to be as successful. Yeah. So we try to instill that into them at a young age.
Yeah, which translates so much more. Yeah, so like the kids now that I know, they're like, I can take over the world because we won at baseball. I mean, that's seriously, they would leave that park that day and they were like, yeah, let's go, you know?
Yeah, and baseball teaches so much more than just baseball. I mean, the team atmosphere.
Yeah.
You learn about life and different strategies and everything.
Well, and that's it. It's strategy too. So, and this is where, and we talked about this last time. I jumped in to coach. And I understood, my dad would always tell me, if when I would say, well, Dad, this baseball game is kind of boring. He's like, then you're not watching it correctly. You don't understand the game, right?
For sure.
Because it's not just hitting the ball. There's all of these strategy and plays, the things that happen, where people go when the ball gets to where it is, the calls that are made, the way the lineups got, all that stuff, which I had no experience at. So I threw my hands up and was like, dude, I need help. And then really got into some of the pieces of that. So it's like, it's like mind chest, honestly. Yeah,
for sure.
There's so much more to it than hot dog and a beer.
I feel like I know baseball pretty well, but at the youth level, all of our coaches are learning because none of us have kids. And so that's a good thing because there's no daddy ball or anything like that.
Right.
But you don't have what a 9-year-old is at home.
Yeah.
We're learning that whole process. And
you're learning what not to do, and they're learning what not to do.
And they can only focus on one thing for about 6 minutes at a time. So you got to continually keep them active and whatnot. But our coaches have done a phenomenal job with our travel teams this year. And we're looking forward to even improving on some of the things we learned. Everything we're doing, we have learned from. And we're looking forward to next year and even bettering our program. So it's been a very successful season in that regard.
So how does getting on board with you guys work? Can I come in tomorrow and sign up? Do you guys do it in sessions, seasons? How's that go?
All of our lessons, they can be booked at any time by either calling into our office or they can be booked from our website, unlimitedtrainingacademy.com. You can just go to book now and book a lesson with any of our instructors there, and it gives their availability and you just plug in the best time for them. And most of our lessons are, all of our lessons are based off an hour session. You can get half hour sessions, but we have different packages to lower the cost.
And let's face it, 30 minutes is not long enough to practice anything.
No, the only one I really like doing the 30 minute is the pitching because I don't want kids to throw for an hour.
Right.
But we break up our hour lessons into half. So it's either half pitching and half hitting, half infield and half hitting. So that works out pretty well. Another thing that we have going on, which is good, and I want to reiterate that our cages are not just for our teams.
Right.
It's for any team you want to bring in, and a team rental, you get two cages and a pitching lane for only $10 an athlete for that hour, and it's a minimum of 8 athletes, so you get a ton of space. And, if you're done hitting, you can pull back and retract the cages, and you have a full 3,000 square feet of space that you can take ground balls and everything in. So
listen, rec league dads and moms, you want to regain your composure for next year? Take your rec team over there and hang out for a little while. It makes a huge difference.
And we've had several rec teams come in, and we have a thing called Rent-A-Coach where your athletes come in, and it's $20 a head for that, and get to work with one of our instructors that kind of puts on a practice and kind of teaches coaches some different drills that they can implement into their practices.
So who's your other business partner's name?
Savannah and Bryant Richards.
Yeah. So they were obviously parents of the kids I was coaching. I had no idea, and you guys were still in the process of getting all this together, but we had that experience. Threw my hands up because I didn't know this stuff. Didn't realize what experience they were having, but I was like, one day, all of a sudden, things started clicking, and I was like, wait a second. These kids are getting it, you know? But a lot of it was because they were kind of helping them out behind the scenes and really explaining to them as a cohesive unit how this works.
It is really, really
fun.
It's
huge.
When you see those kids.
It's huge.
And the light bulb goes on, and they work.
That's awesome. So I may have to bring my team in so I can redeem our season from last year. So,
yeah.
Another thing I know we talked about too is, do you guys teach parents how to coach, or those rec league coaches or people because that's a whole different side of it?
For sure. We do have that Rent-A-Coach where you can come into the academy or we can go to your practice on the field, and we go through different drills. And when we do that, we just ask that the coach is there and present when we're there so they can learn those drills as well to implement them into their practice and continue the development. The one thing that I've noticed this year is there is an emphasis on winning too much at times, not just with UTA at all. Because I'm totally opposite of that. I want them to develop. But just around the community, it's all about winning. And really, we need to continually focus on that development, the development as baseball players and softball players, and the development as people. And so that's we really try to instill that in just the development phase, and it's not about winning. If you continue to develop, you will win.
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't all come at once.
Somebody told me something the other day that you're not a pro until you failed or lost.
Yeah, for sure.
At least once.
Yeah.
You know, because only then do you understand both sides of how things work and what to do about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I tried to tell that to my daughter, and she, and again, this was her first year playing softball, and she struck out, and I had to explain the whole concept of you are going to strike out way more than you are ever going to hit this ball, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Because for every time you hit the ball, it totally erases every other strikeout. Yeah. Right. So we had to go through that whole process, and she's young, first year, you know, out at the plate. This kids were nervous. I mean, she was nervous, man, just in front of all these parents. And so it was a, a little bit of psychological therapy to get her through this, but now she's understanding the swing and the mechanics of it, like we were talking about. And so now it's a completely different approach, which means I'll probably be signed up for next year.
Well, that's a good segue to our my next little topic I have here. This is a group called the Package Deal, and they are arguably the four best softball players in the world that are going to be coming to UTA on October 21st. Jen Schroeder from UCLA, Morgan Stewart from the University of Washington, Amanda Scarborough from Texas A&M, and Katie Schroeder from UCLA. They're going to be coming on October 21st to put on a camp, and we are very, very, very fortunate to get them to agree.
Yeah,
to come,
it's
going to
be cool, man.
Nothing like that has been done around here, and we're really trying to grow the softball community.
Have they been to Pensacola before?
They have not. They said they were going. They wanted
to get over here, man. Yes, you just got to get them here. We'll do the rest.
But these girls travel everywhere from the big cities, but everywhere in the country.
Yeah,
we have them on the 21st and then the 22nd. They're in Miami, so they go everywhere.
Yeah,
and so we're very, very fortunate to have them. We're going to try to make that a blowout camp that they're going to be putting on. But not every day do you get this type of instruction in the softball world.
So they're each going to teach a different piece of I guess what they positions they played.
Yes.
Very
cool. From hitting, catching, infield, and pitching, I believe is the four. We're very fortunate to have our softball instructor, Jordan Shostrand, that is phenomenal at all aspects. These girls are going to come in and kind of reinforce some of the stuff that Jordan teaches and has the ability to teach. But to have them all there at the same time, along with our a softball instructor in Jordan, will be a really cool clinic for
Very
sure.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, and you can sign up through their website, actually, at thepackagedeal.com. I don't believe the registration is up yet, but it should be up shortly.
I'll tell you what, we'll put that link, too, when we repost your show, so we can just send them all to one place for both.
Great, thank you.
Both the Academy and them. That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell my daughter. Or maybe I should surprise her. I don't know. what's the, do you know what the cost is to be there that day?
I don't have that. That's all. The way they do it is they price everything themselves and you register and pay them. We basically just open up our facility for them to come in.
Yeah.
So we're just really excited to have them and to continually grow the softball community around here.
So what part are you going to go get instruction on?
I need a lot of instruction when it comes to softball.
Yeah, me too, right?
I don't know how to pitch. I don't know how.
I don't either. I don't. And
it's ridiculous how good they are.
What I'll tell you what I did like, what I was really impressed with my daughter who started softball this year as opposed to teaching the boys baseball, coaching last year, was my daughter got their team really, really quickly understood where to be when the ball was hit. They understood their backup, their cover, what happens if this person drops it. They understood
very important.
Really, really quick. And I noticed how different it was as opposed to baseball. And I was thinking, well, that's the same spot on the field, right? But then I realized, obviously, there's all... I'm like, I play shortstop. We don't have a shortstop. I'm like, okay, you know? But I was really, really impressed. They have so much more field movement, I think, than I saw in the boys' baseball.
Yeah, and the game's so quick. The pitchers are on top of you. The infielders are right on top of you. So
yeah, you better run.
It's a quick game. You got to field it and get rid of it real quick in softball.
Very cool. So do you find yourself still swinging at the cages and out there practicing?
You better believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All day long?
Of course.
Yeah. Very cool.
I'm having a good time. I get to hit with some of the kids that come in for lessons and whatnot, and I'm really enjoying it. So if I would have known then when I was playing what I know now, the old saying, I feel like I would have bettered myself. But it's been fun teaching. I love studying swings and trying to kind of throw in my knowledge to help out, and when, like we said earlier, when it clicks for somebody, it is the best feeling for sure.
Yeah. So,
and my 8 years of professional baseball, I feel like, set me up to do this and to share that knowledge. So it's been a lot of fun, and I don't want to do anything else.
You're gonna be teaching and coaching all these kids and learning yourself in like 3 years. The recruiters are gonna come back around looking for you. I'm telling you.
Oh, I've sent my name out. Yeah. I just talked to Jeff Grappa, the minor league director for the Reds, the other day. Walk. I'm like, hey, you know.
Yeah, he's like, look, I've been working on some stuff.
That's right.
Very cool,
That's
man.
That's right.
All right, so one more time, let's give everybody the website where they can get some more information from you guys.
Yeah, all of our social media, our website is unlimitedtrainingacademy.com. Our Twitter handle is UTA Pensacola. Of course, on Facebook at Unlimited Training Academy, which we really keep up to date. And Amanda Stevenson, our media personnel, is very good at keeping that up to date. And our Instagram is Unlimited Training Academy. We got different things going on, and everything will be on our website and our Facebook, from sponsorship opportunities. We're having a new sponsorship opportunity for our cages that you can sponsor a cage for a year. Also we're trying to seek sponsorships for our high school travel teams right now. There are some kids that we have that aren't available or aren't able to pay the full price, and so we're trying to reach out to sponsors so we're not leaving anybody out because of money, and we're trying to grow good people, and so that's very important that we get all of these kids in, so we're
very
seeking
cool.
those sponsorships as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For a little while, because John's been sitting over here quiet, but I mean, you're a baseball fan, right?
Yeah. My daughter played softball in high school.
Yeah. So you and I were on the same level of, I got to learn this, right?
Yeah. I was wondering where those scholarships were in the training academy when my kids were younger.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just a few years late.
Yeah. Travis was slacking, you know. So, John, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Centerline.
Centerline is a commercial furniture dealership, woman-owned small business. Our showroom is located in Fort Walton Beach on Beale Parkway. A husband and wife own it. I've been in the furniture industry now for about 20-plus years. I started out with an office products company. Pens, pencils, paper, and furniture was sort of a side deal, and I kind of gravitated toward the sale of furniture. I really enjoyed it, enjoyed helping people make their environment more productive. If you're comfortable in your environment, you're naturally more productive.
And then people want to steal your chairs, like Travis over here wants to take mine.
That's
so
right.
Maybe John can help you out, man.
I need him to. These chairs are so comfortable.
People didn't get to see it, of course, because we're on radio, but Keith did have to block the door and ask Travis to put the chair back in place.
Yeah.
I was walking out with
him. He is a lot faster than me. But.
I was recruited by a manufacturer's rep group out of Atlanta and represented a number of furniture manufacturers. And I traveled the Florida Panhandle, Alabama, and Mississippi, calling on dealers, you know, doing designs for cubicles, layouts for furniture, et cetera. And, was really enjoying that. I had my daughter, and I came back one Christmas and she had drawn this picture, and it was a picture of her and her mother and her little brother, who was about 6 months old at that time. And I wasn't in the picture. And I looked at it and I said to her, "Why is Daddy not in the picture?" She said, You're gone all the time."
Yeah.
And
I have been there and done that.
Made a mental note at that point that I needed to make a shift. Although I enjoyed what I was doing, I needed to be able to be at home with my family, don't mind doing overnight trips, day trips, but not leaving on Sunday and coming back on Friday. And made that shift about 15 years ago as best decision of my life.
Yeah.
So
see what you get to look forward to when you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're stable now. So, I mean, you get it, but
I'm trying to grow my business. Big enough, so when they do come, I don't have to worry about it, but that's really awesome that you did it for your family. That's really cool, John.
Yeah. So really, really enjoy what I do. We work with a number of different entities. We represent, our lead line would be a company called Technion. They would be comparable to a Steelcase or a Herman Miller, which everybody's pretty much familiar with. But they don't have a solution for everybody. So we have 200 plus manufacturers that we work with to try to have the right solution in place for the customer.
Yeah.
Our markets are pretty broad. We deal with individual business owners, universities, state, city, federal. We also deal with the military. We have
you got some hard spec furniture. You can get to them.
Yeah, you got it. Something that's going to hold up. You know,
yeah.
We actually are one of the few manufacturers. The Air Force came out with a blanket purchase agreement. There's only four manufacturers that they allow to supply cubicle type furniture for them, uh-huh. and Technion happens to be one of the four. So. We do a tremendous amount of work with Eglin Air Force Base, Hurlburt Field. I've just started doing some work with Keesler.
Uh-huh.
Do quite a bit with the Navy here locally.
Corner of the market, man.
I don't know about that. There's some other quality companies out there. Good competition, but pretty fun. So, you know, one day I'm talking to an small business owner that may have five employees.
Right.
The next day I'm talking to a naval officer who has
200,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A number
just in their department.
You got right? it. So, stays pretty interesting.
So what I want to know is, because let me tell you, I've seen some things. First of all, I was the guy that just had to have Post-its and pens, and they were in my pocket all the time. My bosses hated it because I don't know why, but markers and creative things worked. But my office was never a fun place to be, right? And so I've seen a lot of the things like here, and you start seeing in the entrepreneur buildings, the startup stuff, they've like, it's not an office, right? So what are you seeing out there? Like, I know it seems some of these guys got stand-up tables that they work on. The guests that were in here before, they're doing beanbags and sort of play zone stuff, and you see all of these new ways of working.
You know, that's a great lead-in for me.
Well, I didn't plan it that way, but I seriously, because...
You're just that good,
Keith. I am that good.
I'll tell you, Travis, I'm getting more impressed by it.
I told you, it only gets better from here, right? So,
we do a tremendous amount of ergonomic stuff. Recent studies by ergonomists and doctors have shown that if you're seated for approximately 45 minutes, you need to be standing for about 10 to 15 minutes, so... we represent a number of manufacturers that have sit-to-stand tables, sit-to-stand keyboards where the monitors actually move up and down and the keyboard moves up and down, reconfigurable workspaces are the new thing where you can take these tables and link them together, take cubicles, reconfigure them. And I was telling Travis in the green room, one of the things that's becoming real popular with our clients is it's walls that actually can be reconfigured. You see these aluminum framed glass walls in buildings, and rather than having to knock out a wall like you would with a traditional wall, take out the sheetrock and the studs, these things can be unbolted and repositioned if you want to reconfigure your office.
Yeah.
So,
which is, let's face it, we all want to change something like every 3 or 4 months, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the office grows or needs change, you know, you can reconfigure it without having to destroy the entire building.
Or you just get bored. You get bored.
I just want to keep my office getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I left a previous life of being gone a lot, right? And one of the things I said when we started here was I didn't want a desk job. I just did, because I've been a chef, I've been always moving. The office was never fun because it was always paperwork and it was never the creative fun stuff. So I had in the lounge, there was a desk that was here when I got here, and I used it for like 3 months realizing I didn't want a desk. So we turned it into the Foodie Life Lounge, which now is sort of like the bistro style. But I like the fact that when I see some of these guys doing that, their offices are not, it's not an office. You know what I mean? Just, you get to hang out and it's just such, so much more freedom to, I don't know, I guess be myself maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know, freak of nature. I don't know.
A lot of the manufacturers, as you mentioned earlier, are offering chairs that you would think of like a bean bag, or they have a spring in them. They allow you to pivot, ergonomic chairs that are reconfigurable to the individual. You know, one of the things I like doing is I deal with a lot of people that don't fit into the norm. They're either extremely tall or maybe very short. And we have the products that can make them feel comfortable, where in the past, the seat wouldn't come up high enough.
Right.
It wasn't adjustable for a taller gentleman. The seat was too high for someone that's small. So ergonomics is a large part of what we do, trying to make individuals comfortable in their workspace. And I think business owners now are starting to realize the more comfortable their employees are,
the way more productive,
the
we
more
are.
Productive we are.
Yeah.
And not as many breaks, reduced break time. A happy employee is a productive employee.
Absolutely.
Can you buy just a single chair or a single table, or do you have to buy them in multiple quantity?
We do sell single chairs and single tables. Okay. Yes.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
See, he's already planning his office expansion.
Hey, man.
Do you sell batting cages? Just kidding.
He's growing. I'm going to stay on his hip pocket. So when he gets ready to build that office, I'm there.
Yeah. So I want to know, what are you seeing these days more than anything else in the way that people are going about this kind of stuff? Because to me, office furniture is sort of a second hand thought when it really needs to be one of the first things, right?
Yeah. What we're seeing, you know, in working with architects and project planners is a lot more thought is going into the office environment now, since, you know, the more computerized, the more electronic we become, the more time we're spending in the office at our desk.
Right.
You know, we have clients that have actually set up offices, you know, in individuals' homes. So, that, you know, if they're...
I've got a bunch of friends that work from home that just do the old school that probably need a little upgrade.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, just seeing a lot of adaptability being required in the workplace, and business owners and others are really starting to get it.
Yeah. So I was thinking we should just have Centerline turn this hall into this like office playground thing. What do you think? We're going to talk about it when we get done.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, there are a bunch of us entrepreneurs in here that do the stand up desk or throw the football down the hall, or it's a creative environment.
Absolutely.
So when people are doing this, do you guys actually go in and help them design this stuff?
Absolutely.
So you got like a team that can full on understand construction blueprints and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a licensed interior designer on staff. We've got, I think the website says 35 years experience in the business. It's probably more like 60 to 70 with the team we've got in place now. So absolutely. We try to, you know, either in a situation where they need a redesign, we take measurements, come back with an idea, you know, and you normally can't get it right out of the gate. So we come in with a proposal and a layout, we meet with a client, we tweak it.
Yeah.
So we're not just in immediately sell a chair or a desk and get out. We want to be a total solution for the client and have them happy. So we customize everything.
So where can we get, you guys have a whole showroom and all that stuff, yes?
Correct. 88 Beale Parkway. I'm on the road most of the time, so my cell phone is normally the best place to reach me.
Yeah. So, Travis, we can go down and hang out in the Chase lounges for a little while and see which one's going to work.
I'm down.
Okay. John's bringing lunch.
He didn't know that, but he is, right?
See how I do that? See that? See, it works.
It's going to be once a week, John.
Hey, if you want to burn the gas, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, there you go. So walk me through, I mean, you have the showroom, so somebody can just really come in and pick something. You guys got everything on site. Well, what's it take to, what if I don't know if my office could be more productive or conducive?
All it takes is a phone call. I come out, I basically, for our company, I cover Navarre to Biloxi and then north to Montgomery. So I'm on the road, that I'm doing that day in and day out. I'm taking measurements. One of the things that we do is we ask a lot of questions so that we can come back with two or three different options for the client. And then we fine tune those options after we do a drawing, show product. We actually, you know, loan out chairs. We loan out sit stand tables and units so they can test drive it. I've got some in a couple different universities in the area that they're test driving now. I like people to test drive it before they buy it, if possible.
Yeah.
So we know they'll be happy because they'll be a repeat customer.
Very cool. So now the real question is, Travis, is what does he think of the chairs?
What do you think? So you can come. You can come into, let's say, my office and give ideas of how we, what could make us more productive, or that sort of thing.
Absolutely. You know, not just like, you know, you have different designers and different pants lengths. Not everything. There's no one size fits all. Everybody is really unique. Unique situation. So we try to customize everything to the individual.
You're also probably a little bit more conditioned with rough seating, which is why you like my chair so much. I mean, between all the stadiums, the travel,
the buses.
It was horrible, right? Yeah. So you get an aluminum chair, you're like, dude, this is great. Everybody else is like, Travis, what are you thinking, man? So, yeah. Yeah, I get it, man.
Do you customize buckets to sit on? Because that's what I'm on most of the time my lessons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, sitting out there tossing ball or talking, yeah.
I know they've got some cushioned dove seats at Academy you might want to check out.
No, I want to go through you.
I know. See, John, we were setting you up for the next big thing, man. You know what? That's it. The unlimited training coach bucket.
Let's do it.
Comes with your full package deal.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm telling
nice.
You, man.
You added them together.
You write it down, man. I'm telling
you. We'll have it upholstered with your logo on there.
There you go.
We'll program it on there.
Sweet. By the way, you heard this here first, ladies and gentlemen. The three of us own the rights to this.
Patent pending.
Yeah, patent pending. Exactly. Cool. All right. Well, John, if somebody wants to get in touch with you and get you down to their office or get you over to find out if you can help them, where do we send them?
Sure. The first point of contact, probably the easiest since I'm on the go. And if I don't answer, leave a message. I'm very good about returning my messages promptly. 850-712-6662 is my cell number. Our office phone number is 850-362-0019. My email is john@centerlineassociates.com, and our website is www.centerlineassociates.com. It has a little brief idea of what we got, but doesn't encompass nearly everything we do on the website. We're still working on it.
And soon you'll have buckets.
That's right. Note to self, add buckets.
Yeah, you're right. I think Travis already wrote it down. So anyway.
Yeah, I'll give you the notebook I have here on that.
So, well, listen, both of you guys, we're getting out of time here, but I want to thank both of you for coming in today and hanging out. And I'm serious. We're going to go walk down this hallway and see what we can do. And I'm going to have to go and read the rule book, and I'll hang out on a bucket with you. How about
all right,
that?
All right. Please do.
Fair enough. Okay, you guys, you can find us at P-Cola Radio, P-Cola BRX on Facebook. You can find us at P-Cola Radio X on Twitter, or you can find us at our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, gentlemen, thank you for coming in this afternoon or morning, or, you know, I guess it's afternoon now.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Thank you for having us, no matter what time of day
yeah,
it is.
No matter what time it is. So, okay, guys, it's been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.